Hi guys, Bobby here. After I hung up with Dipper, I went into the kitchen to get some of the soup Mom made for me. I never really understood why it is Mom insists on me having soup whenever I'm sick. She insists it'll help me feel better, but I don't really think that it does. Oh well, might as well humor her. I got some of the soup and carefully walked back into my room. I spent about 20 minutes eating it before I finished, then got back in bed. Now though, I really didn't feel like sleeping. My mind was stuck on the day I had left. The fact that I had to leave right after Thanksgiving really made it hard. But the hardest part of it was watching the look on Dipper's face as my dad drove away.
I really wish I didn't have to go, Dipper. Why does it have to be all the way out in Georgia? This stinks.
Hey, at least we got to have Thanksgiving together. I'm gonna miss you, though.
I'm gonna miss you too, Dipper. I mean, who am I gonna have fun with now? I don't know anything about Mr. Heathcliff or his son. Things are just gonna be weird.
Yeah, can we talk about something else?
Yeah. Sorry. Do you want to maybe go get some pizza one last time? Maybe play some video games?
Yeah, there you go. Let's tell our parents where we're going.
Right.
I headed with Dipper back to his house. My dad was busy talking with Mr. Borealis for some reason. But after checking in with him to tell him where I was going, Dipper and I headed out to the pizza place a few blocks down. I could actually hear my stomach growling as we rode there. When we got there, though, I was a little surprised to see that it was closed.
That's strange. They're never closed on Fridays.
Actually, Bobby, it looks like they're closed forever. Look inside. Most of the stuff is gone.
I don't believe it.
Well, I guess we have to settle for Burgermaster then.
Yeah, okay. Let's go then.
We got back on our bikes and headed off again. It wasn't too much further to get over to Burgermaster, just a few more blocks. We got there, and luckily they were open. Dipper and I ordered our food and sat down to wait for it. When it got to us, though, it took very little for us both to notice that there was something wrong with the food.
This isn't what I ordered. Hey, Dipper, is this yours?
No, I asked for a double cheeseburger. That's fish.
I don't get it. We've been coming in here for years, and they've never made mistakes like that.
Well, let's take it back and ask.
Yeah, I guess that's all we can do. We did eventually get our food sorted out and got what we ordered, but I couldn't believe the luck we were having. First our favorite pizza place closed down, then the mix-up with our orders. I was getting a really bad feeling now.
Well, at least we're full now. Wanna go play some video games at the arcade?
Yeah, I hope they have the new Alley Brawl 3.
I hope so. I could use a little mindless fun. Betcha I get a higher score than you do.
You're on! Hey, wait! When did they change the name?
What are you talking... What the...
I mean, what does Forbidden Fruit have to do with video games?
I don't know. Let's check it out, though. Maybe they have a bunch of new games or something. This is an arcade?
Hey, get out of here, kid. No one under 18 allowed in here.
What? No one under 18? Okay, we're going. Aw, man, nothing is going right today.
Dipper, let's just go back home. This is just depressing.
Yeah, we can play video games at home. Let's go.
Well, so much for enjoying my last day here. Dad, we're back.
Did you two enjoy yourselves?
Not a bit. We're gonna play some games upstairs.
I'm sorry, Dipper, but we need to get finished packing. With what all has happened, that was the last thing I needed to hear. I turned to Dipper, now about ready to cry.
Dipper, I don't want to go.
I don't want you to go either, Bobby, but you can't just, you know, leave your parents.
I wish it were that easy.
Bobby dropped by the other day to say he'll be moving away. Today I rushed to the window and I looked outside. I could hardly believe my eyes. There's a U-Haul parked in Bobby's drive. Oh, I don't know why he's leaving or where he's gonna go. His daddy has his reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for many long years I've been living next door to Bobby.
Many long years just waiting for a chance to tell him how I feel or maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Dipper. We grew up together, two kids in the park, having fun together, nothing but a lark. Me and Dipper. But when I walked through the door, my head wasn't high, and for a moment I caught Dipper's eye as our car pulled slowly out of our drive. I don't know why I'm leaving or where I'm gonna go. There's just so many reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for many long years I've been living next door to Dipper.
Many long years just waiting for a chance to tell him how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I gotta get used to not living next door to Bobby. Bobby rolled down the window and asked how I felt. I told him the truth without any help.
I'll miss you, Bobby.
I said that I'll return, so please don't fear. You won't have to wait long, not many more years.
And then Bobby's car disappeared.
I don't know why he's leaving and where he's gonna go. His daddy has his reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for many long years I've been living next door to Bobby. Many long years just waiting for a chance to tell him how I feel or maybe get a second glance. But I'll never get used to not living next door to Bobby.
No, I'll never get used to not living next door to Dipper.
I didn't want to leave, have to fight back the tears, and always feeling blue. This pain I can't relieve, ever growing with my fears, the day I said adieu. Oh, why can't I believe good comes from new frontiers? Oh, why must I leave you?